Got a serious congratulations to offer here. It's the 10th anniversary, or the 10th birthday, if you will, of a local magazine called Ocean Road Mag.
Yay!
They've finally brought out their 10th anniversary edition.
Yes.
It's obviously been a real struggle in the year of COVID, really difficult for them, but it's a hell of a celebration. I remember going to the launch of this mag. By the way, it's won a couple of awards, Macca Awards in a row.
Yes.
They were nominated for the third in a row, and in my opinion, you probably should have won it. The articles I've read in this mag are absolutely incredible, if you ask me. Very early days, I remember seeing when they launched that night, they ran a story about Banda Aceh, which is a place in Indonesia, and the Indonesian government actually trying to hurt people after the tsunami and using it as an excuse to clear out people who were resistant. And I thought, wow, what an amazing mag to be local and running stories like that. I thought to myself, they'll never bloody survive. And it's turned it's a quality mag and it's lasted 10 years. Spud?
Yep, I know why. Because it says here on page 25, as almost part of the Ocean Road team, Sean Flan Flanagan has done so many stories for QRM.
Yeah, but you've got some awesome stories.
None of them interesting like the ones they wrote. Busted. But I sincerely offer them a huge congratulations. This is not an easy industry to be a part of.
No, certainly not.
And for them to have flourished in a difficult time for mags, I just say congratulations, Ocean Road. And if you want to check them out, oceanroadmagazine.com.au.
And, if you live in the Dome, Century Cove, you get it delivered.
Is that right?
You get your bins taken out the same day as that's delivered.
Yep.
But I will say, with Brian and Melissa Usher, amazing married couple that run this, and Brian does incredible photos, and he came out to the property I was living at Talabudra Valley and took heaps of ones out on the waterfalls and everything. It was beautiful, but they've done some controversial covers too, like the Candyman.
Yep.
And they really copped it for having, and I thought it was a beautiful cover with Hayley Baidup.
And April.
Wife, yeah. April, and they copped it. It was just ridiculous. But there is some controversy because...
Come on.
Well, they put some old photos.
I know.
For the 10th anniversary,
yeah,
they did.
We've all done an interview with them over the time.
Yeah.
And
you weren't happy with yours.
Mine was the worst day ever.
Why?
No, because Brian doesn't like camping, really.
Right.
He's not a camper.
No.
And we went camping up at Springbrook.
Oh.
And it was raining.
Okay.
And who had to set up the tents in the rain?
You.
I did. Who had to go and cook everything in the rain for everybody else?
I reckon you did.
Yes. And then who didn't stay there, went home, and who did stay there? Okay. Brian went home.
Did he not
stay? I stayed there so I could pack up all the wet tents the next day. So
that's
Who cares about Ocean Road?
Don't you throw that magazine. You'll need it for firewood. Hey, no.
Look, he's probably not even listening, Saddy. He'll be surfing at Snapper. So if you're on your way
there,
please drop in on him.
That's true. But you...
How was your photo? Let's talk about your photo, Bridge.
You look so young in your photo.
Just if you do have a copy of it, page 25 is where you...
I don't even know what page it is.
Here we go.
Okay, look.
You can just turn to page 25, everyone, in your text.
It's a naked...
Oh, you don't have to. It drops open to that page.
Yeah, it's doggy-eared for some reason. Okay, I was in the Nikki Nuna.
Yeah.
It was calendar to raise money for breast cancer. So it was all breast cancer survivors in this calendar anyway.
He put you in some weird positions, doesn't he, for the photos, Brian?
You don't even know which one I am. You can't even figure it out.
I sure can.
So
look at Barnes & Noble. Hey?
So
that's not their names.
I had something on that's just kind of covering the top half. So, ladies, what a girl at work had to do was strap me up with gaffer and packing tape to strap them up.
The engineering department.
But the weird thing is, ever since this has come out, quite a few of the blokes here, including my boss.
Yeah.
Which one?
He's a boob man.
Yeah.
It's all right. I'm good friends with his wife. He's like, oh, look at how's the photo? I mean, how old
was he?
Were
a bit too
you?
Enthusiastic?
Yeah, there was.
Oh,
no.
Bridget, where's this photograph? Oh, dear.
I'm at the age I'll take it from any person.
Yeah.
It's true. There's a few here that everyone's complaining about. Yeah. I'm like, really?
There you go.
I'm not copying it.
Keep an eye out for Ocean Road magazine.
What page?
25.
95. 92.5 Triple M.